Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. This feast, this date, is originally the feast of Saint Nicholas, a very, very holy man who reached out to the poor, gifting them, supplying for them. Saint Nicholas. And it's in many countries, Saint Nicholas's feast is the day on which you receive gifts. They come with Saint Nicholas, and then all the attention is on the Christ child when he comes on December 25th. So it's there's a beautiful set of traditions around Saint Nicholas, but I just wanted to share a couple of prayers from Magnificat magazine, because I think they're very helpful here in this season, this Advent season, to direct our hearts in the way they should go. Here's the first prayer. Sometimes in the midst of the busy satisfactions of everyday life, we might be tempted to wonder whether or not we really want Christ to come and transform the world as we know it. And then we remember the harsh realities of sickness, hunger, suffering, death. Who does not long then for the everlasting riches of God's house, given to us through the mercy of Christ, our Shepherd and our Savior? Let's use some time this week to thank Him, to thank the Messiah, to thank the Savior for what He has done for us. Lamb of God and Shepherd of God's people, Lord Jesus Christ, you come to gather into the kingdom all your straying flock. Heal us, feed us, call us to follow in your footsteps and to encourage one another in your ways. In your ways. Let some of those prayers just kind of infiltrate, so to speak, your heart and your mind. Cry out to God for what you most need, that He may find a home in you this Christmas, that He may find even a refuge in you this Christmas. May your heart be turned more and more toward the Messiah sent by the Father to set us free and to save us for all eternity. Rejoice and be glad. First reading for the Mass today is taken from Isaiah chapter 25, verses 6 to 10. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will provide for all peoples. This is another one of the prophets. A feast of rich food and choice wines, juicy, rich food and pure choice wines. On this mountain, he will destroy the veil that veils all peoples. The web that is woven over all nations, he will destroy death forever. The Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces. Hear that. The reproach of his people he will remove from the whole earth, for the Lord has spoken. On that day it will be said, "Behold our God, to whom we looked to save us. This is the Lord for whom we looked. Let us rejoice and be glad that he has saved us, for the hand of the Lord will rest on this mountain." God comes to save us. Rejoice and be glad. Psalm 23, "I shall live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life." One of our most favorite psalms. "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. In verdant pastures, he gives me repose. Beside restful waters, he leads me. He refreshes my soul. He guides me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side with your rod and your staff that give me courage. You spread the table before me in the sight of my foes. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Only goodness and kindness follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come, for all eternity." You know, so many of you, I've never seen your faces and you've never seen mine. But when we get to heaven, we're going to recognize one another because God will do that. We're going to find out that there are many people just like us many people very different from us all over the world, and we'll be bound together by the one love for God, where there genuinely is eternal joy, eternal rest, eternal delight, eternal laughter, eternal joy. The Messiah comes to make us ready for that time. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 15, verses 29 to 37. At that time, Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, went up on the mountain, and sat down there. Great crowds came to him, having with them the lame, the blind, the deformed, the mute, and many others. They placed them at his feet, and he cured them. All right, here you are, Lord. Here, Master. Here's this person and this person. They put them at his feet, and he cured them. The crowds were amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the deformed made whole, the lame walking, and the blind able to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. And Jesus summoned his disciples and said, "My heart is moved with pity for this crowd, for they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry for fear they may collapse on the way." Do you see God's tender love? Do you see it there in every aspect of your life? "My heart is moved with pity for the crowd. They've been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry for fear they may collapse on the way." Jesus is very conscious of your need. The Father is very conscious of your need every moment. "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavily burdened. I will refresh you." The disciples said to him, "Where could we get," imagine these poor men, "where could we ever get enough bread in this deserted place to satisfy such a crowd? I mean, come on, Jesus." I can imagine it. The disciples said to him, "Where could we ever get enough bread in this deserted place to satisfy such a crowd?" I mean, really, it's impossible. And Jesus said to them, "How many loaves do you have?" "Seven," they replied, and a few fish." So he ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground, and then he took the 7 loaves and the fish, gave thanks, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied. They picked up the fragments left over, 7 baskets full. Those were big baskets too, by the way. And these were just the fragments left over. See, you see at the beginning of this reading, what do the disciples do? They look around. They look at the human set of circumstances. They look at the huge crowd. Yes, they are hungry, but we have nothing to give them. They look simply at the facts as they see them. But what they're not taking into account is faith. And Jesus said, "My heart's filled with pity, for they've now been without food for 3 days. I don't want to send them away." And the disciples said, "Where could we ever get enough bread in this deserted place to satisfy such a crowd?" Do you ever find yourself in comparable circumstances where there's a real need, but you just absolutely can't meet the need? You have nothing. Do you know what faith calls us to do? Given the fact that maybe it's some kind of an emergency situation, if you have time to go to a pantry or a food bank or somewhere, we have means to meet that need. But what if you didn't have access to any of those things? Would you have the courage to get down on your knees and say, "Lord, your people are starving. Would you come and help us?" And to say it in faith, and to be willing to be laughed at, and to be willing to be made a fool of. But God will look at you, and if he sees genuine faith, not that you're just trying something out, but that you have genuine faith that God cares for these people who are right in front of you, he'll answer your prayer. I don't know how, but if your prayer is made genuinely, and there genuinely is no other source to go to, wait upon the Lord. The disciples ask every kind of question under the sun. They couldn't believe it. They couldn't believe it. They were probably somewhat speechless. Well, you know, and then people said, oh, well, it was just all the other people. They had food in their pockets, and they pulled it out when we were all there, and they just kind of distributed it. In other words, there was no miracle. But we know there was a miracle. Do you trust God when you are in very difficult situations? Do you trust him for what you need? Do you ask him? Lord, open the door for me. Lord, show me the way through. Lord, help me, not just because it would be fun to see if it happened, but you're genuinely desperate. Call out to God. I remember Mother Teresa telling the story of receiving some food, and I think I've told you this story before, and she received food, and the sisters really needed the food for the children they were caring for, but she also knew there was a Muslim family nearby who had no food. And so she took some of what had been given to them and took it over to them. Now, I think a lot more would, in that kind of situation, I think there was something more than the multiplication of loaves and fishes. I think that the Muslims saw a genuine Christian response to need. And who knows, when we get to heaven, if we might not see them there, because they came to know Christ through the kindness and generosity of another. What about you? Perhaps it's God wants to use you to bring, to help, to bring care to others. Sometimes you're in a situation where you need to receive, and we receive gladly. God wants to use us both to give and to receive. Because he has so much, brothers and sisters, so much that he desires to give us, so much to give us peace. There is a poem in Magnificat magazine that says this: my heart is moved with pity. It is bread, it is wine, common as dirt or air or clouds or breath. You're hungry, you want bread, you're thirsty, you get wine. But the word, Jesus, words spoken in astounded joy, took these in warm and careful hands and said, my body here, my blood present here, and real, remember how I hurt for you, all for you. But remember as well, oh, remember that I raced in love to be close and found you and put bleeding arms around you, and now I feed you now with bread that is me. And wine become me, and we are so close now. Don't try to imagine. Just remember, in all your time now, this is my body, my blood, my life, my soul, my breath, my pure love that will never die. And it is all in human hearts, yours, from human words, mine. It's a powerful, powerful poem depicting God's gift of himself to us. Will we give ourselves in return? God bless you. For the four Sundays of Advent, I have put four meditations on a CD which is available for purchase. It's entitled Journey Through Advent. To order, go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ, and order the CD there. Again, the title, Journey Through Advent. Or call 1-734-662-1730 and order by phone.